McKenzie. It is Radio Now. Happy Tuesday morning to you. Thank you so much for checking us out and making us a part of your day. If you don't already, subscribe to our podcast. We are pretty much anywhere podcasts are available. Search for Joe and McKenzie. And once again, you can get all this information at one place. It's joeandmckenzie.com. If I was giving a TED Talk, what would you automatically assume I was giving a TED Talk on? I want to go around the room here with myself, Joe, McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, and I want to make some assumptions about each other, and I think there's some things that we already know. What would that TED Talk be about? So, let's kick it off with me. If I, Joe Pesch, was giving a TED Talk, what would you all automatically assume I would go up there and do my presentation about? Because it's something I like to talk about or I know a lot about if you've never seen a TED Talk. They're experts in their field.
I was going to say Call of Duty, but now I say disc golf.
Wait. You have to be good at Call of Duty.
Oh,
wow.
Shots fired.
To give a TED Talk
disc
about it.
Disc golf. Because you're good at that.
Yeah, I don't think Chad's ever won, actually, at disc golf, so maybe I could do that one. That's true. I would love to do that, but then somebody like would be better than me. Maybe, yeah, disc golf might be my thing I could try to get a TED Talk on.
I think you could do a TED Talk on, like, diet fads. Not saying you're good at them, but you've
Shots
tried.
Fired.
No, I don't mean that in a mean way. I mean that as in like you've tried so many differently. Intermittent fasting. You've tried keto. You've tried all of these different things.
Atkins.
And I think, yes.
I'm trying to think what
have
else.
Have you tried Weight Watchers?
Yes. Give me one. I'll tell you.
South Beach?
Not South Beach.
Let's see. I know there's more. I can't
think of
still,
them. Four is a lot of diets. I'm sure there's more that I don't even know about.
You said Atkins.
Right? And I think now you know that it's more of a lifestyle change and a diet fad like that. So I feel like you could give a TED Talk on that.
I think I tried the baked potato diet, that or we had a lot around my house and I had to eat them.
What about the seafood diet? You see food, you eat it.
That's like a dad joke.
Crickets.
To a new level.
I mean, I want to do like this. I want to do this, but to be honest, inside I'm doing this.
Have you won at Call of Duty yet, Joe? Have you beat me?
I have not. You're very good at that, which is why I want to transfer onto Pork Chop.
What
would we say if Pork Chop was given a TED Talk? What would we all assume
gloating.
It would be about?
Gloating.
See, I would think it would be about like serving. Like he's been a server, like customer
That's
service,
true.
Like how to be the best employee.
I think it would be about how to survive because sometimes he always
so
figures
true.
Out a way to make it work. Like he has a job here, he pays a little bit of this bill, then he just pays a little bit of that, but he moves stuff around, and then he just always comes out on top and makes it work.
I'm actually very flattered because before you were here, they all said my financial situation was so bad, but you're right, I did make
Pork
it work.
Chop, you have to manipulate the system 10 days late to pay rent every month.
But he makes it work.
But exactly.
That doesn't mean his financial situation isn't bad.
But I guess it's what you consider making it work. Not getting evicted. Yeah, I guess you do make it work. Is it late? Yes. Do you have creditors calling you? Yes.
It works.
But
he's alive.
You are
Thank
alive.
Thank you, McKenzie. Yes.
Yeah, I would say serving. He's been a server for like probably like a decade now.
Oh,
and
longer
I feel
than
like
that.
He's just been a really good server. You always talk. You always like tell me stories. I'm like, ooh, that's good. And I've been a server, and I was like absolutely horrific at it. So he doesn't do anything that
Could
I used to
do. Could you imagine Liv the Web Girl as a server? Like, I think she'd probably mess up your drinks even.
Dude, I was so bad. That's why me and my roommate now are so close because she was like a very, very good server and bartender. So when I worked in the restaurant, that's where I met her. She would help me with every single one of my tables.
Okay. I feel like you would forget everything.
Oh, I forgot everything.
So we'll definitely, I would not assume that Liv the Web Girl, if she gave a TED Talk, I assume it would not be on being a server. What do we think her TED Talk would be on?
I would just think about nutrition in general because she's always so great about this is gluten-free and this is, you know, this is good for you. Try this, you know,
eliminate that.
See, no, that's not wrong. There's like two or three solid ones. I think the other one I'd go with, it would be like women empowerment or feminism. It would be like straight up, women are awesome. Free the nipple.
I give a TED Talk about feminism like just every night at my boyfriend's house to all of his roommates.
What a bunch of lucky guys. I'm sure they love that talk.
I feel like some sort of healthy food or something would be yours.
Yeah, it's like health and nutrition.
Yeah, or does someone say that? Then maybe, I meant cycle bar instructing. So maybe like how to like work out, you know.
Yeah, I like all of these. That's pretty much basically it. Just throw them like sports there and like that's That's it. That's all I am.
By the way, people are asking. We actually we have a video up of Liv teaching a spin cycle class. If you want to see it, it's on our Instagram story right now. It's Joan McKenzie. You can check her out. She's really good. Kind of aggressive, but good. And finally, what about McKenzie? If she was given a TED Talk, what would we all assume here in the room it would be about?
I think she would give a TED Talk about making yourself into your own brand. Like really taking yourself and like making a brand out of it, because I feel like she's done that and she's done an excellent job out of that. And
thanks,
also
girl.
She's gotten a lot of jobs because of that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think you would give a TED Talk on like just like how to glow, like how to make yourself, you know, like positivity.
Like physically and also like vibe-wise,
well, yeah,
because
yeah,
I'm not joking. This girl walks in every day and I'm like,
thank you.
She just like always is so done. Like she just looks like, so good.
Oh yeah. My gosh, you guys are way too sweet.
And like her teeth glow, her skin like glows. Yeah, she glows up every day.
She glows in the dark. It's really weird. Like we don't know what's going on.
It's Joan McKenzie on Radio Now.
Hey, Joe's Need to Know News. It's going to be a good one. It's coming up after Tones and I, Dance Monkey. Then after that, the song of the day. Hang out with us.